Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As is the custom, it is our weekly visit with Chris Powell. He is, of course, a columnist for the Journal Inquirer. And I believe this morning, let's see, Chris, it's 18 here. Apparently you're in Florida.
Yes, I am, Ray, visiting relatives, one of whom is having some surgery today, and I generously volunteered to come down and help out.
By the way, how is it at this moment in time? Where are you in Florida, and what's the temperature?
It's Delray Beach, and it's really kind of chilly.
Oh.
I think maybe 50 degrees this morning.
Oh.
It's getting pretty chilly last night, so okay. Florida is not perfect, but there are times of the year when it does have its advantages.
You know, I was talking to somebody about this. You know, just recently a gubernatorial election in Florida. And, you know, here's a state that has no income tax, and yet somehow they managed to have schools, roads, police, public safety, fire departments, all that stuff. Don't know how they do it, but the guy who was running against, who's he running against? Not Scott. He was running against some, who's the governor?
Oh, Andrew, I think his name is Gillum. He was.
Yeah, and he said, we need an income tax. God,
yeah.
What are you, and he came close to winning. What are you thinking?
Well, it was a good sign that, you know, Florida's prepared to vote for a black guy.
That's fine. That's great.
A good sign that they want to kill themselves with an income tax. But we shouldn't think in Connecticut that Florida's perfect. Come down and see the Burmese pythons and the alligators,
and the nematodes. Got to be careful of nematodes. They live in the ground. And they'll eat you. Anyway, so let's talk about some of the things that you've been writing on recently. You know, I think in some ways we have maybe the worst senatorial delegation in the world. I mean, when it comes to just gestures that really are, well, what can I say, meaningless?
We had Senator Blumenthal the other day wanting to regulate professional football because they aren't tough enough on domestic violence. And, you know, here we got, I think, three stupid imperial wars going on, and the country's insolvent, and the state's insolvent, and the deficit's exploding, and, the senator wants to regulate football. We don't do that for any industry for their supposed lack of enforcement against domestic violence. The federal government doesn't do it itself against its own employees. Misconduct off the job is the province of the criminal courts.
Anything
that gets the senator on TV when he doesn't have anything meaningful to say is important.
I think he still thinks he's attorney general. I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, politics is 90% posturing, but
he's good at that.
Paid a little more attention to the substance of it.
Okay. No, and the other thing, and this is something else you wrote about in a fairly recent column, and that was the whole thing about the disproportionate number of, in New Haven schools, the issue where black young men tend to be punished at a rate far higher than the white kids, the white men. Yeah, but you make a couple of good points.
Well, the problem in New Haven is the problem in criminal justice throughout the state and throughout the country. You've got a very disadvantaged population, and the most disadvantaged part of it is young black men and black boys, and they are disciplined more in the school system, which is the concern in New Haven. Not really, because the school system is so racist. You know, you got a black mayor in New Haven, you got a black
superintendent.
And, yeah. In New Haven, there's racism everywhere, but the main problem is that this disadvantaged population misbehaves more. And to look at the figures coming out of New Haven and feign shock and imply that it's a racist administration is crazy. I used to volunteer at Summers Prison many years ago, and I was always mortified by the disproportion, the racial and ethnic disproportion.
Oh, absolutely.
The population up there, but it's not because our judges are so racist. It's because you've got a disadvantaged population here, and the court system strives, does all it can to keep people out of prison these days. You've got chronic offenders with, 30 arrests or convictions who still are not, in prison for life as they should be. This is not largely a problem of racist administration. It's a problem of the failure of poverty policy, but that can't be discussed.
Well, let's talk for a minute about also, and here's one thing I've been seeing. We now have, we always have had, but on the Democratic side of things in the House and the Senate, but let's go to the House right now, the Progressive Caucus, and they want things like the $15 minimum wage. They want, paid family leave. They want, a bunch of stuff. And it seems to me that you're pointing out is that Governor Lamont, for whom I have high hopes, actually, that, in fact, he's facing, within his own party, he's facing a great deal of resistance, so to speak. And he's got to sit there and look at the big picture, but you've got these guys who don't care. Let's just do it, say they.
Yeah, the new governor is going to have to find some places to put the restraint on. The thing that concerned me the other day was that while the new Democratic majorities in the legislature, want paid family leave, and they want to raise the minimum wage, which, both things will substantially increase business costs in the state. The state labor department gave the new governor a report saying that the state's unemployment compensation fund is about $1 billion short of the money it should have to be ready for the next recession, which seems to be on the way.
Eventually it's going to happen, yes.
Yeah, so, we're $1 billion short there. That fund is financed by taxes on employers, so we're looking at another $1 billion in taxes we're going to have to put on employers in Connecticut to be prepared with the unemployment compensation fund. At the same time, you want to jack up the minimum wage, which is not just going to jack up minimum wages, it's going to jack up all wages, because everybody who sees the unskilled salaries encroaching on theirs is going to demand more. And then you want paid family medical leave on top of that. You're talking hundreds of millions of dollars more in business expense. At the same time, the new governor is saying we've got to do better by business. So
The state is rich. We
really
can afford
it. An awful lot of arithmetical sense.
Yeah. And then the Limbo, I think Kevin Limbo had a story, was reporting earlier this week, that, or maybe it was last week, that we're actually looking at a disproportionate number of state employees basically retiring, therefore drawing on the pension fund. Therefore, there's another problem.
Yeah, the pension liabilities have been hanging over the state now for years, and they are, I'm sure, discouraging economic growth in Connecticut. People out of state look at the state here, and they see how insolvent we are, and the pension fund is underfunding is a big part of that. I don't know how the new governor is going to resolve all these problems or even begin to address them without calling for some pretty profound restraint.
Well, watch out for the gators and the pythons and Burmese pythons and God knows what else is down there. But enjoy it yourself, and I hope things are okay with your brother.
I think it'll be all right, Ray, but thanks.
Okay. Big guy, we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Ray.
By the way, you can read Chris's stuff, journalinquirer.com. It's right online, accessible. Go ahead, worth reading. And there was a lot of stuff we didn't talk about anyway.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.